Hello, this is Jeff Kelly, and in this podcast, I would like to talk to you about the cost of filing bankruptcy in North Georgia. I am a Georgia bankruptcy attorney. I have been practicing for about 16 years now, and I would like to talk about cost of filing. As a general rule, I try very hard to tell my staff, do not quote attorney's fees and costs for a bankruptcy case over the telephone. And the reason why is every case is different. You know, as a general rule for a Chapter 7 bankruptcy case, for cases, you know, very simple, no secured debt, average amount of credit card debt, I can tell you most of those cases are going to be $1,250. And that's the filing fee, the classes, court appearances, everything start to finish. But for someone who has a very complicated Chapter 7 case, that cost is going to go up. What makes a case complicated? How many secured creditors are we talking about? How many reaffirmation agreements are we going to have to file? How many judgments does this person have against them? How many motions to avoid those judgments are we going to have to file? All these things are going to be a factor. You know, is the person, do they work for a company? Are they a simple employee, or are they self-employed? And if they are self-employed, do they have their own employees? How many different assets are we talking about? There's a lot of different factors that go into the cost of bankruptcy. But I would tell anybody who is considering filing a Chapter 13 or a Chapter 7, don't base who you're going to hire as your attorney by calling around and asking costs. You can't really tell anything about your case until you actually sit down eyeball to eyeball with your attorney and go over your entire situation. You would be amazed at how many people come into my office for a free consultation and then are pleasantly surprised and shocked when they find out they really don't need to file bankruptcy at all. Let me give you an example of the most common types. Number one is probably a person who's on Social Security. They have no assets. All they have is their Social Security check. Well, your Social Security check cannot be garnished by your credit card companies or your hospital bills or things like that. Now, it can be garnished by the IRS and student loans and so forth, but many people come in, all they owe is some credit card debt, and those people really don't need to file bankruptcy if their sole source of income is Social Security. Another example in Georgia is somebody who has had a house foreclosed. And if you only have one mortgage on your house and that mortgage company forecloses, they have 30 days under Georgia law to file what is called a confirmation of foreclosure. And almost no mortgage companies do this. So if that 30-day period has passed and no confirmation of foreclosure was filed, they're never going to be able to come after you for the debt on that house, for any type of deficiency relating to it. Another common situation is where somebody owes a large debt. They're wanting to get rid of it, and they come in and meet with us, and they find out that it's been more than 6 years since they've ever made a payment on that debt. Well, that debt is most likely barred by the Georgia statute of limitations. That person doesn't need to file either. So it's very important for you to take advantage of a free consultation. Sit down with me or one of my other attorneys, and let's review the entire situation, and we can explain to you, do you need to file? Do you not need to file? Is your case complicated? Is it a simple case? Again, if you're self-employed, there's a pretty good chance your case is complicated. Is your income higher than an average family of your size? Well, we could end up getting to some really complicated means test issues. These types of things can increase the cost of your case. And you know, when you come in to meet with an attorney, you want to make sure you've got a good feel, that you feel comfortable, that you feel like you can trust us, that we do care about you. But you definitely want to meet with an attorney, hear what their staff sounds like, and we'd be happy to sit down with you. And at the end of that free consultation, we can spell it out for you how much is your specific case going to cost. If you've got any questions, please don't hesitate to give me a call at 706-295-0030. And I forgot to mention the cost of filing Chapter 13. To get the case actually filed, it's $330. That's your filing fee plus the fee for your class. In an emergency situation, you can file a case for $100. And then you pay like $115 a month later, and then $115 after that. And your attorney's fees vary. Again, they vary from case to case, and they're included in your Chapter 13 plan. So most people think that Chapter 13 is a lot cheaper than Chapter 7, but it's actually Chapter 7 is much cheaper. In a Chapter 13, your case is typically going to run 3 to 5 years, and you're going to spend anywhere between $3,500 and $5,000 on attorney's fees. Again, it varies from case to case, but all of the stuff can and will be spelled out at your initial consultation. Again, if you've got questions, please give us a call, 706-295-0030. Thank you.